Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Shenanigans. I don't know why I can't never not laugh when this comes on.
That's because stuff we be saying stuff before.
Y'all be trying it. Y'all don't be ready to start. They don't be ready, y'all. But this is our final mini episode.
Don't be saying that. Don't be saying it.
I mean,
that.
Maybe not. Y'all like our mini episodes? Maybe
yeah, let's get feedback on that.
We'll do a poll.
Let's get feedback.
Minis or fools?
I think we're spoiling ourselves is the problem.
Yes.
Very fooled.
I think our listeners like our minis. But we'll take a poll.
You know, just hit us
I mean, just let us know if you want more or less or every mix. Now and then, maybe once a month or something.
Yeah. Or, you know, one full episode a month.
Or
one full a quarter.
You know, just let us know.
Something like that. We could do that.
I'm into it.
I know. I love it.
We're still doing minis. Currently.
Because life comes at you fast, okay?
It does.
Summer 2017 was no hope, okay?
Just, it was not at all.
It was no hope.
And it's still going.
It's still going. I'm just ready for the fall.
Me too. Oh my
I'm on all pumpkin
so
shit.
I'm ready for all pumpkin shit. I saw your status. I was like, look at her ass.
Tyra's
pumpkin
the only
either.
One. Everyone else was like, if you tweeting pumpkin anything, I'm deleting you. Tyra's like, I can't wait for the pumpkin shit.
Oh, I love it. Fall is my favorite time of the year.
I love fall.
It's just the best.
Boots weather. And layers.
Yes, that's why I just love fashion is the best in the fall. I love it.
Wait, but does anyone else think, like, when they go into their closet, like, during the summertime, you're like, man, all I have is fall clothes. And then when fall comes, you're like, all I have is summer clothes. Like, I never have nothing to wear.
Yes, it freaking
happens. So I feel like as soon as fall hits, I'm going to be like, I don't got no clothes. No,
yeah. It was the middle of July, and I just keep looking at fur, like.
Go ahead, wear that fur. Wear that fur and burn the fuck up outside.
I just want to wear this so bad.
That one day it got cold, I definitely wore a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I had this super long cardigan on today. I didn't care.
Oh, my goodness. Can't wait.
Yes. So many fun things will happen in the fall. We'll have to figure out what we're going to be up to.
Yes.
Catch us while you can.
Oh, goodness. That didn't sound positive.
It was. It meant like we're going to be busy. So, you know, catch up. Catch up.
Busy, yes.
Yeah.
Busy. All of us are busy. In school, just getting certifications and stuff, and
knocked up,
being parents, parents.
Oh, they didn't catch it.
And wives and
rewind
and parents and parents.
Wait a minute, you know, like when the DJ scratch the track and they get quiet. Party is over. They done turned the lights on.
Yeah, man.
I wonder who that is.
Who's knocked up?
Yeah.
It ain't
we'll
me.
On that too.
We can't take looking at me because I already got a kid. It ain't me.
We've already played this game and everybody always guessed me and I'm really trying to figure out why. I am very offended every time. I don't understand. But.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be a whole nother shenanigans.
Yes,
baby,
it's just
popping off.
Yes.
Hey.
Yay.
It's not me.
Or is it? Because they don't know.
Nah, man. Casey be wearing me out. That's enough.
You be trying to throw him out the window. What else have you said on the episode?
He be wearing me out, y'all.
That's hilarious. Well, what I wanted us to talk about today This has kind of been, while we've of course had a lot going on in the country and in the world and etc., and you know, a lot of violence, and I'm not trying to downplay that, I just don't want to fully focus on that, but we've had a lot that's taken place the last few years. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of been the time to be Black at the same time. Like, there's been a lot of movements that have been birthed that weren't around. Like, I don't remember having the type of representation and, I don't know, just role models that you could look up to in all these different areas who are strong Black women and good Black men. I don't remember us always having that. And, you know, hashtags like Black Girl Magic and Black Boy Joy. What's some other ones?
Carefree Black Girl.
Yes. Black Girls Rock.
Melanin Magic.
Melanin Magic.
Black Lives Matter. Shoot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that, you know, those hashtags and movements have definitely given this era even different feel when it comes to pride, Black pride. But something that we also have to fight with those movements are, you know, our melanin deficient friends.
Melanin deficient.
That was a very nice way to say it. Very, very nice.
Who get offended. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, you know, when running our Twitter and getting engaged with those hashtags, especially if they're trending, we tend to get a lot of nasty tweets. And I've had people troll our page and had to delete their tweets and block them because I didn't want to argue with them all day about why my Black is magic and why they ain't none of your damn business. Mm-hmm. And I just want to hear y'all opinion on, you know, the time that we're in right now, but also your views on how it can be flipped as prejudice and racism at the same time.
I feel like it's not. I feel like when we say things like Black Lives Matter, it doesn't mean that your life doesn't. And so it really frustrates me when our melanin deficient people do something once again to make it about them. Because my thing is, y'all don't want us in your spaces. You don't want us in your area. You talk all these bad things about us. So let us do something to uplift ourselves. And then you get mad because you're not included. So it's very frustrating because we just cannot have our own. They want to Columbus everything. Yes. Like, let us have our own shit. So I don't see anything bad about it. I want people to utilize it and not just, not let it be just something trendy, but let it literally be a movement and let it to continue to be something positive. Because, you know, I think social media has helped in a positive light, because I mean, I can't remember a time, minus, like, you know, the Black Panther movement and during the civil rights and everything, but in between that and now, where there was so much positivity about around being Black. And so I definitely think it's something that we should continue to do. I feel like, granted, if I'm bashing you or whatever the case may be, then it could be a bad thing if you're taking your movement and you're, you know, trying to bash somebody else. But like you said, my melanin don't have nothing to do with you. It's my business. So I can talk about my Blackness all day and it has nothing to do with your whiteness or whatever other race or ethnicity you are. It's literally me just uplifting the fact that I am Black and it's beautiful and there's nobody else in the world like us. And even though we, everywhere that we're represented, it's always negative, but I'm gonna highlight the good things about myself. So it's just frustrating when people try to flip it into something that is negative, because it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Ty, just because I think people are just so mad and want to be so furious about something that has nothing to do with them, like you said. Like, people want to feel oppressed so badly. And it's just like, why do you want to feel oppressed? Because we finally have a seat at the table, especially Black women. Right. So it's just like, people love to throw around that, whoa, it's me, whoa, because y'all are doing this movement, now you're segregating yourself. No, I'm just, like you're saying, highlighting the awesome things about our culture and our heritage. And then I hate when people are always like, but why are you always gonna talk about you being black? But I am black, because you always look at me in tea black, the first thing that, right, you always bringing it up. So now that I'm making something positive out of it, you're mad. Like, it's like, you can just never be right. If I'm just doing my work and keeping my head down, I'm not inclusive. If I'm trying to be a boss, you're a bitch. Like, why can't we just ever do anything right as black people? So it just is very frustrating. And it's just like, let us live. And at the end of the day, technically, everyone has supposedly some kind of color, because the original bones were found on the Africa continent. So let's just take it there. So when you always trying to come for black people, let's remember where the original heritage started.
Evangelist Bria preaching.
Because they be forgetting that.
They have to know.
Of course. They need to be reminded.
People pick and choose what they want to know about history and all of that good stuff.
I feel like it's damn near like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. It's like, no matter what you do, it's always going to be criticized, or somebody always has something to say about something. It's like, if I'm not bashing you or saying bad things about your race, like, why does it matter what I'm doing or what I'm saying? Like, I'm just embracing me. You know, I'm being confident in who I am in my skin. So why does that offend you? I mean, would you want me to bash myself? Like, no, like, I'm embracing who I am. I'm accepting it finally, you know? So it's like, why do you have to say something? And I feel like the people that are offended, like, they don't want to see us, you know, growing. It's like, why do you have to say something? If I'm not saying bad things about you, just like, let me do me, let us have this space, and just go on about your business.
I mean, but then if you talk to people, then they try to bring up this whole white supremacy issue.
I was just about to say, what, you know, let's say, because there may be one, I don't know, I don't go searching for these things, I don't choose to piss myself off, but let's say there's a hashtag White Lives Matter, and there's a page, and there's a movement White Lives Matter, and they do marches, and
it's probably
and
out there.
That would offend us.
But everything about their culture is about oppressing us. Literally, if you go in history, everything about what they're doing has been revolved around our oppression. So when you say it is implied, you know, that White Lives Matter, like, if you make a group like that or whatever, it is implied that, you know, what you're doing is a hate thing, because look at history. History tells you forever that you have been looking down on people for whatever money, you know, race, ethnicity, all of that.
Literally everything.
So it's like, first of all, if you came up with a White Lives Matter, it would be in opposition to Black Lives Matter. So don't even try to do that, number one. Now, if it was started, you know,
which is, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but I feel like some people equate to Blue Lives Matter.
Although there are different ethnicities in that population. Right.
Mm-hmm. But with everything that was going on, it was like, Blue Lives Matter of these white lives.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. So I just feel like that, like, come on. Like, just, I really hate when people, like, when you try to come for, you know, like, argue with somebody about that whole Black Lives Matter or whatever the case may be, or the white supremacy groups, or,
and like you're saying, the premise of it is very different. Like, Black Lives Matter was a movement for us to get a seat at the table. Their movements are to then push us back down and be oppressed again, because they're feeling some type of way and they're feeling threatened. Mm-hmm. So ours has nothing to do with white people or anything. It's asking for a seat at the table and giving us an equal opportunity. So that's what just makes me so frustrated with it, because it's not the same. Like, you've had the equal opportunity. You've had all of the experiences and stuff in the world that you can imagine. We haven't as African Americans, so.
I wish somebody would try to come to me with some...
That's why they were marching with tiki torches, because they didn't have nothing to do with it.
I had a Facebook post about black nurses needing a week.
Which
I eventually had to delete that girl, because she had made a post about how but it kind of was like an equality thing, but a part of that, it was saying how she didn't support Black Lives Matter, so she immediately got deleted. However, I had made a post about how black nurses need their own week.
Yes.
And there was a white nurse who came on my post and explained she didn't understand why. So then I had to educate her ass real quick about why we do need our own week. Like, let us have our own thing. Leave us alone.
Right. That's like, why can't y'all have y'all own week?
I mean, like, all nurses need a week, Ty.
We do got all one. Nurses. Do we literally week, do
why
have
can't
our
they
own
have a
week.
Black nurses week. I know yes, what you're saying. I'm just saying,
with she's trolling.
Like,
yes, we do.
She's so petty.
She's trolling. She's so petty. We do have a week, but I just, like, come on, don't do that. Because I'm about to educate you really quickly about my struggle and my journey.
Right.
Trying to become, like,
just,
the things I had to do.
Even when you explain it to them, they still are not going to understand it. They don't want to understand it.
Oh, speaking.
Right.
Wait.
And it's just like, you shouldn't always have to be the spokesperson for the black community.
Have y'all seen this? Have you ever heard about what they're saying about Lady Gaga or whatever what she has said?
What?
So Lady Gaga basically asks black people, what can white people do to stop racism? And my thing is, and black people are very upset about it, because I don't need to teach you how to not be racist. Like, that should not be a thing. You're white. You need to just not be racist.
Just not be racist.
Literally,
you can't be taught. Just don't be racist.
Or you talk to your, you know, talk to your people about how to not be racist. It's not my job
to
tell
people.
For real, like, it's not
y'all
your job
to
tell.
And figure it
it's
out.
Not my job.
Not like
y'all
it's
better
not
rally
like
about that.
Huh? Born that way. It's like you're taught. So
it is.
Like, how can you ask me that?
It's your job. Why would I tell you how to not hate?
Because racism is taught.
You hate me.
Something you're born with.
Exactly.
Come on.
You hate me. Why am I teaching you how to not hate me?
How to not hate me.
That's not my job.
It probably came out wrong. Like,
she probably did.
You know, I understand.
Yeah.
I think she meant well. I do too.
Some people don't understand
the sensitivity. I mean, some people don't understand how certain questions can be perceived.
Yeah.
I think was it Justin Timberlake?
Oh yeah,
Kim Kardashian. All of them have been saying crazy stuff out the side of their neck, and it's coming off.
Yeah, because I forgot what he said.
Like,
yes, and I forgot exactly what he said. Somebody,
I can't remember
it
either.
Because I remember that came up though, and I was like, JT.
I know he didn't mean it like that though, right?
Because
oftentimes
they say, like, black people take offense if they reach out about an issue happening. So they're like, how do I reach out and really? Because if I say nothing, you think I'm taking the side of the oppressor. But then if I say something to you, you think, well, you don't know my struggle because you're not black. So I think they're trying to figure out, like,
well.
I
think at this point where we're at, especially millennials, is we're at the point where we don't need allies, we need radicals. I don't need a white person to just like me. I need you to go tell your other white people that you're wrong for disliking other people of color and actually standing up and doing something about it, because we can't fix this on our own.
My friend behind closed doors.
Thank you.
Don't be funny
and use your white privilege.
White friends come around.
Rocks.
Like,
you can't
at least
no
say hashtag Charlottesville or something. Damn, like something. My timeline was dry from all my white friends.
Girl, what?
My timeline was hella dry. Dry.
I was getting entertainment from other people's posts. I don't know if y'all saw my status that day. I said, "Woo Lord, I said I need to get off of here because people too sensitive." That was that day, because I just saw random people on my timeline statuses and just reading people's comments about the Charlottesville stuff, and it was just amazing to me, just people's responses to it. I was just like, "Oh my God, like, this is crazy. This is the world we still live in."
Trump. Never mind.
Please don't even mention his name. He's number 45.
Please do not even bring him up.
I can't listen to that idiot anymore.
I don't listen.
He's about to be impeached. Like, low key, his rating is at 30% right now. Like,
I hope he gets impeached because he's horrible. I cannot see him being our president for 4 years. I just
all
cannot.
The people who voted for him are like,
what now?
Except for them people that were at their rallies and shit. Yeah. They was like,
and that's why he didn't say nothing, because he's like, these are my final these are my final people on my side. Hold up.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not trying to make them mad. I'm not trying to make them mad. Let me watch what I say. I can't stand him.
He just looks stupid.
Did y'all see? Wait, please tell me y'all saw. Y'all saw the picture of him looking at the
dealers.
Yes, I see his dumb ass. He just continuously shows how fucking dumb he is.
It was like he was really looking at him.
He was really like this.
He didn't have no glasses on.
Somebody come get this man.
Was like,
I wish she could see.
My 4-year-old know that they need to put right. damn glasses
and his dumb ass dog.
It had to be photoshopped, bro.
No, it wasn't. It was real. Because his wife was next to him with glasses on. And his son. I just cannot.
That is just a perfect example.
Because it's just ridiculous.
But we also don't want Mike Pence in office because he don't even believe women are a Bruh. Thing. So I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah, let's not.
And his wife is foreign.
Right. We don't claim that. We don't claim that, dude.
You find it.
Sorry, last thing about this whole thing.
This picture.
And the thing that pisses me off the most is when white people try to use the Bible as their reason for being racist. Like
people use the Bible.
People use the Bible because they think Jesus is white. Bro, where's Jesus from?
Okay, wait a minute. So when you said something about us being from Africa, I was really about to go to We were about to go to church. Okay. Because
it's the truth. Like, people are really just that want to believe what they want to believe. And it's just like,
I'm really confused how Jesus is from Africa and he white everywhere with this long blonde hair. I don't understand.
It don't make sense.
I'm gonna make some people mad. I don't care.
I know, but it don't make sense.
He said love people for red, white, yellow, blue, green. Y'all remember the song? Like, I'm confused.
I'm sorry, y'all.
The Sunday school song?
This is why I love Facebook, because that just brought me to something else that you just said about white Jesus. Because I saw this video. I saw this video.
Is that him Millie rocking?
No. It's just, no, I didn't see that. No, it was just this dude. Somebody had posted pictures like how beautiful this white man, he was a white man with dark, long hair. And I don't even know if he was white. He might have been foreign, but whatever. So they were like, oh my God, why? They're like, oh my God, why? Because the caption was like, oh my God, so he's so beautiful, like white Jesus. Somebody commented was like, our damn Jesus ain't white. I just cracked up because I'm like, people really just so irritating with this, with the white Jesus stuff. And oh Lord.
I'm over it. Let us do y'all our
funny.
Thing.
Our counterparts are funny.
Let's just be black.
These damn opposers is funny. I don't even know if I said that right.
Because they sure love some black D, though. Because all these kids, all these mulatto babies, they said the next generation about to be 80% mixed. Like, yes, how you about to be racist and your kid black?
Yes. That is so funny because like when I was in school, you could barely find a mixed kid. My nieces are mixed. But the kids that they go to school with, almost all of their friends, their close friends are mixed. And I'm almost everybody about to be mixed in a minute. So it's like, I don't understand how y'all can still be acting this racist shit, because all these kids about to be mixed with all types of color and melanin and all of that. So y'all need to quit acting funny, because that's what y'all about to be surrounded around. So y'all better just get over
it. They're about to become the minority.
No, for real. They are. And then they really going to be shitty. But
that's what they're nervous about.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm. I'm ready for it and I'm waiting. I'm ready. I don't usually get into this stuff because sometimes I can't find the words to say because it's stuff irritates me so bad. Yes. I just look at people's comments and stuff and just be like, ooh, Jesus. Just ignorant. And then I'd be like, ooh, and then if somebody say something that I wanted to say but couldn't get it out, I just like they stuff. Like, yeah, that's what I want to say, but you know, I'm going to just let you say it because it's so much. Like, because that whole Charlottesville thing, I never wrote a post about it or anything because it made me that upset. Yeah. Like, it's nothing for me to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it just can't believe that shit happened.
Yeah.
It just really was a shock. I couldn't believe it. And then people died from it. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know. It really upset me, though.
Yeah, tying back to like black people needing a week off, black nurses, black business people, black just whoever, black, things like this. Like, I still got to go to work on Monday after this march happened, and I got to see all you people who voted for this man who's allowing this march to happen.
Oh my God.
And then y'all maybe on Tuesday, Wednesday send an email like, how are you feeling? That happened Saturday. I'm confused. What? Where you been? Like, I need a week off now. I'm mourning.
Yes, I'm mourning. Yes, y'all motherfuckers are crazy.
I don't know if anybody knows Evelyn from the internet. She's she had made a post about calling in black. And
oh my God, that's real though.
I feel her because count on my hand how many black people are on my unit, and it is just like, I really don't want to do this.
Right,
today.
Not today. Not today.
I think that times like right now, I think it makes it even worse to work with so many white people.
Yes,
yes.
I agree. Like, I agree.
Not that I dislike them.
No, not at all. But
I don't work there.
No, yeah, not at all, but
it ain't nothing but y'all. Like,
yeah,
I come to work and I'm just talking to my damn self.
Just talking to my damn self. Yes.
Can't talk about no issues.
Hell no. Or they say something off the wall and then it makes it worse.
I'm thankful that I recently found.
Oh, shit. Today.
What?
Today. Let me think. What the hell was they talking about today?
Oh, no. Well, she didn't cut me off. Oh. I need to hear this.
I can't tell y'all all the info while I work because, you know, y'all be stalking sometime. But.
Y'all be stalking.
But, you know, I work for a place that has a mission to help. To help people because, you know, I like that. I like that stuff.
I like that.
Okay, DJ Khaled.
But today we were talking about people that go through struggles and how, those are the people that we work directly with and that we help, and how a lot of teams, like it was a different team that came in and talked with us today, and my team have a hard time understanding what struggles they came from. And it was like, we were discussing people's stories of people who, you know, had to be on food stamps or who lights got cut off at different points in time or didn't grow up with both of their parents or just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that is not uncommon to us.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
I'm
right,
like,
right.
I can't relate.
I can't relate because it's normal.
This is normal. And so then that frustrates me because the conversation then becomes, well, how can we reach these people? And
did they look at you or something?
Some people do.
Oh, see, I ain't got time for that.
But then some people do, and then some people don't think to because they think, oh, well, you're college educated.
So you probably
clearly
don't know.
Came
right.
from
right.
an affluent
you probably don't know.
Mm-hmm. place and home
so crazy.
And et cetera. Because I heard somebody new, I ain't going to say no names on my team, earlier this week said something about Gary, and I'm like, why they keep coming for Gary?
Why y'all keep coming? This is the fifth time.
Let me just keep walking.
This is the fifth time.
That must be the blackest place in their vocabulary. The blackest in hood, because they don't have no. They have nothing else.
Yes. Nothing else.
I ain't gonna make it. That's all I got.
I ain't gonna make it. She done moved the mic.
She did.
No context and no depth.
No.
And they don't travel and they don't understand. Like, get out of your podunk city and go somewhere else so you can learn some culture.
Girl.
I think that's,
they don't
what,
be knowing
that's
nothing.
What makes it hard
they don't
to
be knowing
even.
A damn thing.
We try to relate and try to talk openly about feelings and stuff that's going on right now, but it's like you come from a completely different hemisphere in my book. And it's like, you don't even know where I'm coming from to even have this conversation with me. I think that's what I struggle with.
You see, I think it would be so hard for me to work in an environment like that. And I think, you know, I work with, you know, white people or whatever, but
white people or whatever.
Right.
But the, you know, population or
I know
the
it's
profession
so cute.
I'm in, I mean, those people are sensitive because we work with sensitive populations. So, you know, I don't really get that a lot. So I feel like it would be so hard for, I don't know. I don't know how I would respond. So I don't know.
I'm glad we're having this
together because I feel like I don't have to deal with that a lot.
Yeah.
Work
yeah.
With people that I work
yeah.
With.
I don't either. That's what I was going to say. I was like, I'm glad that I found a group of, black friends at my job because we all like it just happened this way that we ended up being on the same team and we all sit by each other, so I like that because it's like before when I first started working there, you know, we had our big teams and things like that, but I've never really been in a job where I've been able to actually be around people like me, and it's like I don't have to deal with the outside stuff like with any of the coworkers or any of the racist shit, like none of that, like because of course my job is majority white, but it's just like when I found that, you know, found commonalities with them, I was like, this is nice, like this is okay. So it does, it helps, it makes it better for me to go to job. I mean, to go to work. Mm-hmm. So that has helped a lot too. It's like, oh, well, at least I'm gonna see my, you know, my people today. So I'm gonna go ahead and go in. But y'all, I'll just be ready to, you know, y'all know me. I'll be ready to quit every day. So But they have helped me to want to come to work.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I ain't got that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I was thankful that I did, because I was, y'all know I was ready to get the hell up out of there. Dip. Peace out, quit, and I had no income, like didn't even have no plan in place. That's how mad I was. But yeah, that has definitely helped, and it's hard to find that, you know, at any job. So I've been thankful.
Lately, I've been hitting everybody at work with Google is a great resource because I just, one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, I obviously have, you know, thoughts and stuff, but I don't want to always talk about it at work. So when people try to ask me and they want me to be the spokesperson of the Black community, it makes me very frustrated, especially now that I have to go into a meeting with you after we have a discussion. Mm-hmm. So now I'm flustered and I'm upset. So I'm always like, Google's a great resource because you're not about to get me upset, because I don't have to ask you about your heritage and your history. I know about the Boston Tea Party and everything else. The Civil War. What else do I need to know? Like, what else do I need to know? World War 1, 2, 3. Like, what? I know it all. Like, so it's just like, go to Google. Because if you want to know about Charlottesville, go Google it. Because it just really makes me so frustrated. Like, why do you feel like you don't have to learn anything about your counterparts, but you expect me to know your name and your middle name and your last name and everything else, and you know nothing about me, and you feel like that's okay?
Oh, we're not going to give their names and their last names. Ooh,
girl,
because
Kowalski
screwed that blew my mind. When I was in D.C., and they were like, oh, so your family were, I don't fucking know, welders or some shit. And I was like, not my family. Name? Not my family, but some other white person. And I was
their,
like,
last name?
Yeah. And it's like, I guess, according to their heritage, how their last names are, especially those longer ones, like their Polish occupation were within their last... Who knows that?
Well,
why would I know that
shit? I found out mine, Whitson, is literally Whit's son. So whoever... Whit was probably one of our slave masters.
Not Whit!
We just acquired his name. That's Shut literally up. How it is. Like, that's literally... If
and
you
then
look
I
it
had
up,
to tell them that about how... They aren't really our family names.
No.
Yeah, I had to explain. And they're like, what? Exactly. That's why I don't know y'all was
speaking
welders.
Of names.
That's why I don't know y'all was welders. But you expected me to.
Speaking of names, you know, I don't know if we have any melanin deficient, you know, fans and followers. But if we do, please be respectful of people's names and try to learn them. Don't give nobody a nickname because their name is shorter or it's easier. I had to educate somebody when I was at work because we had a family who's, you know, a kid, and their name wasn't even hard at all. But it was a parent, actually. Mm. And she told the parent, well, I'm just going to call you this because that's easier.
Oh,
and
hell no. You don't do that.
I said, no, you're not. I said, no. Yeah, and I was training this person. I said, no, you're not. You're going
to.
She said it to them.
Ooh,
I said, no, you're not. You're going to call them what they said their name was. I don't. Ask them if they have a nickname. Ask them what they're called. Exactly. And I know some teachers do that.
Yeah, okay, that's just like me saying Becky, blah, blah, or I'm just going, you know. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
I'm just call you Mr. Whatever. P because your name too damn long. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Like, it just be stuff like that. Like, you can't
but
be
you
that
can't
oblivious.
Do that. Like that.
You know?
Especially.
Yeah, it just be stuff like that. I know we off the subject of the Black Lives Matter and all of that. But it's very frustrating. It is very still relevant. And, you know, speaking of my job, luckily, because at one point in time,
so
I was.
How did she respond to that when you was like, no, you need to say her whole name? Like, what is she?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, I just was curious.
I mean, the parent didn't really, because I believe, I mean, and I, because I can't say.
No,
but
no,
I believe,
no, I know.
I believe the parent was of, like, just wasn't Black. They were, like, had, like, another nationality or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had a name. But even
still. You don't need to be doing that.
It doesn't matter.
Because they know all the Wachowskis and stuff.
Right.
And
then
they be messing up Brianna. This one might be hard, Brianna. But you know
I'm
Wachowski.
Take again. Just like you say Tara. Let me tell you that is not my name. Stop being fucking lazy. Not even. They don't even try. They don't even try. Tara.
You know what? That's why I love that video. Y'all know that video where it'd be like, Aaron.
Fucking Key and Peele. I love it.
Because
the best.
It shows how ridiculous.
Yes, how it be. Like, that's how they really be trying to pronounce names. It's not that deep.
It's like,
it's not that serious.
Asking. I mean, I've been A-Aisha. Why I got two A's at the front of my name? I don't know.
A-Aisha.
has been calling me A-Asia since I started, and I've just am really trying to figure out, and it'll be right after somebody else says Aisha. She literally can't say it.
Did you go to elementary school? Like, I mean, you don't even have to. You shouldn't.
Phonics
even
is a thing, huh, Jen? Tell her to go. It is. Phonics. Go get it.
Letters have sounds. Okay. When you put them together,
most names look how they are they're spelled or whatever.
Literally,
and it's like y'all just make it difficult for no reason. It looks like it's spelled like what
that
the,
just the name
PhDs and you're like
the kids' names in my job. Yes, that just be work. That is one pet peeve I have. Yeah. Another one, what I'm
you
lucky.
Say, I'm gonna call you something that.
Hey, oh, I'm gonna just call you this because that's too damn hard.
Girl, I had to rip her a new one afterwards.
No, I just wonder what. How did she respond to you?
I mean, she was receptive because I'm training you. Like, right. You don't have no choice. Yes, right. It doesn't mean it. Like, you know,
to
I.
Me, that's a common sense shit. That you just
thank
don't
you.
Do.
You just but don't you know, do it. You know, everybody or how that. How many people at my yeah. job will be like, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. So ask them how to say their name. No, you go ask them how to say their name. Just ask them.
It's
say,
not hard.
Just
it's
say
not rude.
I don't want to. I don't want to say it wrong. So can you tell
that's
me?
That's what I always do. I'm like, oh, I don't want to say your name wrong. How do you pronounce your name? And they'll be like, and I do that over the phone.
Yeah,
I'll be
the
like,
time.
Oh, what's your name? I don't want to say it wrong. Like, but that is not rude, though. It's not rude. That's a nice way to say it.
To ask that, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Silly, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, because of what I do, we don't really talk about racial things. You don't really have a lot of time, especially during day shift and stuff. And I haven't had any encounters with my coworkers at all about my race. So I'm very lucky for that. But I noticed when I was there, my last shift, somebody I work with was like, you know what? Because what happened was we were having a mom. I don't know the full story if she was being hostile or not, but we ended up like calling the security on her or whatever. And this one person that I work with was like, you know what? I feel like we call security faster on black families than we do white. And I said, you know what? That's exactly right, because I've had to stop y'all before from calling security to explain to y'all. Yes, no, and the way
don't.
You don't. And the way that we express ourselves, you think that we are being aggressive. And Amanda Seals said it best, we're not hostile, we're passionate.
Yeah.
So you're getting upset. We have deeper voices, our expression.
Like, call security on somebody because, like in my job, because they getting a little loud. Like, no, you gotta learn how to talk. People.
That's all. That's it.
Their child is in the hospital. Emotions are high.
Yes.
Emotions are high. A lot. I'm a downtown hospital, so a lot of stuff, like, you know, we get everything. We get poor, rich. We get it all.
Yeah,
so a lot of them don't have a lot of resources. Some of them come from getting off the bus, like the city bus.
Yeah.
Don't have a way home. They don't have a car seat for their kid. They don't got gas. Like, emotions be high, and I'll be like, yeah, and y'all halfway don't know what y'all be talking about half the time. So, and they know their kid best. So, you know, it's just y'all do call security faster. So to educate her about how black women, especially how we express ourselves, because they be quick to call security. And I have to tell them, no, she cool. Like, I tell you when she turning up. She ain't turned yet. So,
well, that's just like, I'm going to keep talking about her, y'all. That's just like when my boss
get it off the chest.
Have to deal with a specific African American woman who we have to work with, and she has a short temper, patience, etc. And she really, I don't think, like us to begin with. So anytime we talk to her, she halfway snapping, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm not there, she do not want to talk to this lady. She's like, I need you there, and I need you on the phone. You don't need me, but you want me because we both black. So
yeah. I wonder how they would feel if we said that about talking to somebody. Like, I need you here to talk to this person. Like, how would they
feel?
Right,
that's low-key offensive.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah,
but
so I'm like, okay, sure, I'll check her if she steps out of line with me. But if when I check you, when you step out of line with me, then it's a different situation and a different story.
No, you know my capabilities because you saw it yesterday. So you're going to see it again today with yourself.
That's
but
crazy.
It's like when it gets turned against them, it's a completely different story.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
Ignorant to stuff like that. Like when you're dealing, especially like being a nurse, like when you're dealing with people,
you don't know their walks of life, so you mm-mm. need to be trained on how to deal
how
with
to
people.
Deal with people.
And you, we don't get that. You know, we don't get the social. And oh, no. What's crazy is I told, when I knew I wanted to be a nurse, I said I like the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we don't get taught, you don't get taught social skills. Because they be quick to say somebody on drugs or whatever.
Right.
You know, just because they're acting a certain type of way. Like, no, they really may not be on, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, like, when I was in undergrad, I think, like, there was somebody, like, they had to take, like, one social, like, a nurse, I had to take, like, one social work.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that would be more than that because you're dealing with people.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Not it, there's no is, yeah.
I think people be having preconceived notions. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, I don't even think Black people are getting booked. Like, I really think it's just people already going there fearful mm-hmm. for some reason. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah. obviously yeah. with all the issues going on. But even like,
feel your energy. They don't feel
right. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you so uncomfortable because yeah. of the color of my skin? For one, and for two, when our counterparts be getting booked, nothing happens to them. But people be getting right. called the police on real quick, and they haven't even snapped yet. Like, at least let me snap.
That's why I said right. she ain't there yet. You might get her there, but she ain't there. But yeah, that's just
these this people. Is always just so
I see
draining.
This stuff just rouse us up, man. Then we just get the talking about all types of shit. Then they done pissed us off.
Basically,
these events.
Melanin, to melanin, please.
I know, gosh, imagine. It's just stressful sometimes. Lord have mercy, the stuff that we got to deal with.
But it shows you that they need us.
Yes, without yes. a doubt.
Oh yeah,
clearly
they need us.
Clearly,
so,
her boss need her to talk to some damn body. Like what the.
To be her pit bull on
right.
the phone.
Like, what the heck? That's so stupid. That's the dumbest stuff. The,
oh, yeah, God. This place would not function without us. This
States,
world.
Like, I really want all foreign people to leave the United States with, like, everything they created.
Yeah.
And the United
yeah.
States would be, like,
do you know how many
shitter.
Inventions?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, diseases, cure. Like, outright.
The stoplight itself.
Right.
Shit. Everybody be crashing into each other.
Yep.
Right. Because we invented the stoplight.
Monitor. What yes. else? Look, all your sheets, clothes, everything.
Take all the cotton. Yes.
Yay. 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 Yay.
Take all the cotton. Yes.
Damn.
So many inventions and
yes.
just. We're just naturally creative people. Just yes. their music. They wouldn't have no music.
Hell no.
Don't let me
dude,
get on rock and
no.
roll.
Girl, they would be
hell no.
Don't let me. Because they really think they invented rock and roll.
They,
I'm going
to
have
to
push
to
Chuck Berry on y'all
they
ass.
Need
because.
Y'all need to go.
If
get
you
on.
Really know, Chuck Berry was
Man.
Like one of the first. So.
That's some funny shit that you just said, Chuck
y'all
Berry.
Y'all arguing with her. I got something funny to say.
Jenny is silly.
So. Yesterday, oh shoot, in my class. So, you know, there's only maybe like 3 people of color in a class of like 27 people. And so the teacher.
Damn. Good ratio.
Yeah. So the teacher asked.
You know what?
Not just that.
The teacher asked everybody to go around and say their name and their favorite song. And,
oh,
you
shit.
Know, this
I'm
man
ready.
Of color, he said, wait, I forgot who sings the song, but I ain't got no type.
Ray Shimmer.
I ain't got
yeah,
no
so
type.
He was like, Ray Shimmer,
yes.
I ain't got no. But it's funny because he said it like in a professional way. I was like, yeah, do you all know?
Yeah.
Ray Shimmer.
And then she was like, you're going to have to sing it for us.
I was like, I hate
people. Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Ray Shimmer.
Like, this is gonna be interesting.
I ain't got no time.
He sing it.
No, he didn't.
What was yours, Jen?
It was something Drake. I just said.
Oh, you
I
know it was. You know it was something Drake.
Of course. White people
I said
know Drake.
Drake.
White people know
yeah,
Drake.
Yeah, they know Drake.
They claim
so,
Drake.
Yeah.
He
light
skinned.
He one of them.
Halfway.
Halfway one of them.
Yeah. I just thought that was so funny.
There is one white boy on my timeline who's real woke. And I really fuck with him. I'm just like, yes. Your words, that should be my words. Like, I think it's because he's gay too, so you know he's a little bit more passionate
yeah.
about trying to get different rights approved. But
they do be passionate, boy. They be passionate no matter what race, boy. Go ahead on.
Well, that's funny because that made me think about something else I was thinking about with that made me think about whatever with our other brown friends. Do you feel like they feel left out of this movement. I think that
what other brown friends?
Yeah, which, am I lost? Which brown?
I'm trying to. Other. I was we just trying like to figure out what y'all talking
the
about.
Afro Latina.
Ah, got you. Okay, got you.
I mean, that's
Hispanic.
I figured.
Yeah, okay. I figured that's what you meant.
I don't know.
I don't.
I don't claim all Hispanics.
No, I don't either.
You're not.
I don't. I don't.
No,
claim
I
all
understand
them.
That, but I'm thinking. I'm well.
People of color.
People of color,
like
but,
minority wise.
But even with that, when I say that, I mean Asians count themselves as people
they do.
Of color.
They do.
So
I they like the minority. They do.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like
they also get whitewashed a lot quicker because they can be.
Completely
right.
True.
Yeah. Right. So mm-hmm. I think that when we get into discussions like this. And then we loosely say people of color. I think that a lot of us instantly think black.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And then
yeah.
outside of us, they think more inclusive of Hispanics and Latinos and Asians and all this stuff. Because what's making me think about that is originally when we talked about the strength of she, it didn't have a color attached to it. And then... Right. I didn't just make it straight black. I said women of color because mm-hmm. in my mind, us is who I was thinking about.
Right.
Well, then that introduced a lot of Afro-Latina and et cetera women.
Yeah.
And I think that when they then engage with us, we focus on black. And I think they feel excluded.
Hmm. So got you. Okay.
That's kind I see, of yeah. what I'm...
Yeah. I mean, it's the beauty about being a black woman is the intersectionality of it. So we can focus on being women.
Right.
So I can have posts that will be catered to me being a woman. Mm-hmm. And there's posts that are going to be catered to me being black. And there's posts that are going to be catered to me being a black woman because that's what I am. So mm-hmm. I'm unapologetically that. So me blogging about being a black woman is not to exclude because I think there's stuff on there that is for everybody.
Oh, of course.
But I can't. You know, I'm not trying to exclude you because I'm only coming from my personal
experiences. I was going to say
experiences.
That we can't talk
yeah.
about that because that's not what we are. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, so we don't have experience or anything like that with that. So it's not intentional whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we talk about what we know.
Yeah.
To your point, they can relate to a lot of things. They
yeah.
can relate to being the only person of color in a boardroom.
Right. For sure.
You yeah. know, so like you're saying, we're not trying to be
right.
exclusive.
Yeah.
But I did have a wake-up call after this whole Charlottesville thing happened because someone at my job who's a Latina woman and she's, like, very diehard diversity at Lilly, she got mad because one of, like, our higher-ups called the event a neo-Nazi event and didn't call out the word, like, racism. So she was super mad. And I didn't realize. She's like, you forget, like, African-Americans are the second most represented in this country. Like, there's very few of me. And I was just like, oh, wow. So it made me even open my eyes because I think sometimes I get caught up making little jokes and stuff about Mexicans or whatever. And I'm like... Oh, shoot. Well, we get so mad and, you know, pissed off if someone's making little jokes about mm-hmm. us and asking us stupid little questions and we be the main ones. Like, so are you Mexican or Latina or Hispanic? Like, what do you go? But like, stuff like that. That's offensive.
Yeah.
So it really opened my eyes. And she's like, those racist events still affected me, too, as a Latina woman. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Educate me, girl.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I just wondered how that plays a role in kind of yeah. what we do and what's going on because I think
yeah.
that they do have
because I would say I have seen you know our other brown skin I didn't know how else to say it. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to be offensive, but I've seen people on other like statuses and stuff, and I can tell that the events that have been happening are offensive and are affect them too. So I know that they you know they feel some type of way about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very much so affected by it like we are, so
yeah. Well, I'm worn out. Anyone else have anything else?
I know, well, we're wearing ourselves out with these dang old hot topics.
It just takes a lot of energy out of you. It just takes a lot.
I mean, I think this is good for us too, because like I tell you, I don't talk a lot about this stuff, like not like on social mm-hmm. media and stuff like that, so talking it out with y'all is relieving too, and it's like a release. So I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, I feel good. Ooh, yeah. I wanted to get that out. Didn't know how to get it out, but I got it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'll be having that too.
She didn't say that.
Every morning.
She didn't. Oh, it's
come on, being regular.
Oh,
yes, I got to be.
And then Nurse Tyra jumps
gots
in.
To be.
I just can't.
Yes.
I can't.
Women shit. I think men think that we don't. This has nothing to do with our topic.
That's a whole different episode.
No, me and Pike don't be thinking that we ain't supposed to fart or boo boo. Like, really? Come on, them are, them are human functions. Get over it.
Nick be like, let it out. I'm like, no.
They don't do that.
It's like normal. You know, like, come on.
You just don't boo-boo at all.
I'll be mad when I be seeing people like, I don't fart like that. Such a, well, you need to go get checked.
Okay.
You need to get ass out. And you need to be pooping this regularly.
This took a very left turn.
It did. I'm sorry.
Very left turn. And that meant that the episode was over.
It's over. Sorry, guys. We can talk about this next week. We can talk about this next week.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. Hopefully we didn't get you too riled up too.
Right. I know, she started it.
She started it. So as always, engage with us, join the conversation on Twitter at @shenanigans_pod or #shenaniganspod, of course, at the strength of she. And then, of course, you can comment on the episode on SoundCloud. Be sure to share it out. And we will see you next week.